when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, forgive me if I'm just having too much enjoyment tonight. You know, it's such a tough world, and I get tired of waking up in the night. I'll tell you this, is true. I think I probably am. We used to call it manic depressive. Now the new term is bipolar, you know. But I wake up, hardly a night goes by. Believe it or not, this is leading to a point. Hardly a night goes by, I don't wake up. In fact, matter of fact, just this morning, I woke up, and I was just so damn depressed and angry about the stuff I've been reading in the news about what the United Nations has got trotting down the pike. We talked about some of the stuff the UN's talking about. They're repeating, really, or in other words, RFK is repeating what the UN said about, you know, we're going to release a virus, going to have a 50% mortality rate. You know, if you do, in this business we're in, you read that day in, day out, every day, preparing for the program. So it's so, I mean, it's really therapeutic to be able to get up. I mean, I guess you're hard up. I was sick this past week, but I'm getting better. When you get up and you go for a 12-mile training run, and that's considered relaxation, enjoyment and stuff, I guess your life is kind of out of kilter. But also, I've been having such a wonderful time with these people. I didn't know that they were going to have this 5-year anniversary thing for me up in South Carolina. And there was, you know what? There was hundreds of people come up there. People, you know what? James went to the this big convention center downtown in Memphis the day. Like James said, those people that come up out of town, they had no idea what they were getting into. They're getting robbed and raped. And, you know, Memphis is just a violent town. They said it's the most dangerous city in the United States of America. That's true, Sister Nancy. I mean, it's true. I ride my bike down through the back bad part of town every day, and it's just solid glass where the windows of cars been broken out and burglarized. But the point is, we're having that big dinner tonight. Maybe drink a little bit of wine. I'm not much a drinker, but it's great to just unrelax, unwind, and just kind of relax for, if nothing else, for a day. And the trip was up there, even though the trip was hard as hell going up there. We had traffic jam after traffic jam. We did make it back safe and sound, and we almost had one wreck. We really did. We do 75, 80 miles an hour. All of a sudden, the people in front of us just came to a screeching halt, and I had to grab the oh shit but bar up in the car because it was really, really that close. Anyway, folks, I'm going to shut up. I'm just letting you know again where I am. I'm at James Edwards' house. They invited me out here. Sam Bushman flew in from Utah. Just in case you missed the first hour, he's the one that syndicates Blood River and syndicates Political Cesspool and other shows, other broadcasts. But people, one thing I felt really bad about last week when we were up to South Carolina, we were having very hard tech problems. Believe it or not, it took a total of about 6 hours for me to take Blood River Radio last week. It took 2 days, but we're back live today. And what I really hated, I wanted my beloved family members. They're not even co-hosts. They're part of their, it's like trying to separate the heme from the blood cells, you know, from hemoglobin. They're part of it. It's part of me. I love them to death. So they're coming in right now, and they're going to cover some news items. And the last part of the show, the last part of the second hour, maybe we might be able to do it. I'll let our people decide. I want them to take, we want to spend a segment, each one of them, our beloved family members, to tell, take one segment and say what Blood River means to them. It might not mean nothing, who knows? But anyway, whatever it means to them, because they didn't get to do it last week. And that's how I wanted to do it. I was brokenhearted. But anyway, I know we have Sister Nancy, since she's the eldest. We bring her in first. We also have Sister Nancy, my big sister, my baby sister, my precious little sister, Miss Monica, a.k.a. Braveheart. She's here tonight, and I think Rand might be on the line. Gene, the bitter ender, will not be coming into the third hour because he wears many hats. But anyway, folks, I'm going to shut up. I've been talking too long already. Take it that you people have some vital points you'd like to talk about. I kind of pretty much dropped all my stuff the first hour. So say hello to the audience, y'all. Go ahead. Just say hello, Nancy, Sister Nancy and Sister Monica and Brother Rand, if you're there. Then y'all can get started.
Hello, listeners. This is Nancy, the old preacher.
Hello, it's Monica. Happy to be back. Go ahead, Rand.
Howdy, everybody out there in Blood River Radio Land. This is Rand Owens, and I'm happy to be with all these people that I'm on the program with today.
That's the old Alabama lone wolf. Well, Sister Nancy, since you're the eldest, what point would you like to cover? And just just to recap, we'll have an hour for there to be for one segment apiece for y'all to tell anything you want to say about what it means to be a Blood River Radio host. Or we could, if you want to, we can start the last segment of this hour. But anyway, I'm going to shut up. I'm just going to bring you precious people. I love y'all so much. I'm going to just bring y'all in and out of the break. The rest of the program belongs to you people because you couldn't tune in last week. I wanted to cry. I was so upset. Anyway, go ahead, Sister Nancy, since you're the eldest. And I love you so much, dear. Go ahead.
Okay, Eddie. What I'm going to read is a paragraph from a diary. And I think that this really, to me, would be something that I could pin it on you, actually. I believe you'll understand when I complete it. It's written by John Allen Coey, and I wanted to remember John Allen Coey tonight because he was the young man who volunteered to fight the communists in Rhodesia, and he fell there on July the 19th. Of 1975, almost 50 years ago. And I do want to just talk about him later, but I want to read this paragraph from his diary, which was actually made into a book ultimately by his mother. But I really think it fits you very well. He says, I want to be a soldier, a warrior, a crusader for my God and country, and to fight the hell-inspired enemy that would crush every delicate and beautiful creation of this world. I want to be a free man, the master of my own destiny, not a pawn of usurpers and traitors who manipulate the masses into subservience. I want to do God's will and fulfill the purpose of my creation. Peace won't come until war is taken to the enemy and he learns the fighting superiority of the European, the Western man over the barbarian. 1972.
That's absolutely dynamite. That's fabulous.
To me, that fits you, Eddie. Fits you to a T.
Well, thank you. I'm very honored and flattered. Thank you so much, Big Sister. Thank you. That's wonderful.
I would like to go back to him after the other co-hosts speak, but I wanted to. I know very little about Napoleon, but I looked up some of his quotes, and I think two of these are very applicable to what's going on today. One of Napoleon's quotes is pretty good. He said, "In politics, stupidity is not a handicap." He says, four hostile, and this is another good one, four hostile newspapers are more to be feared than 1,000 bayonets.
Yes, you know, Stalin
and we,
said something
of course,
similar.
We're confronted with those newspapers on a daily basis, and I'll leave that to Monica to follow up on those things.
And the bayonets.
Thanks, yeah. Nancy. That was really, really good, powerful stuff, and I agree. That's Eddie right there.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to just segue from what you were saying about being able to relax during this past week because you were among so many like-minded people. And even if you were running three marathons a day, or doing some kind of really hard physical work or whatever you were, you know, if you had been doing that while you're amongst these beautiful, like-minded people who you don't have to be on guard all the time, you don't have to be, you can just relax mentally, spiritually, and, you know, that in and of itself is what is just so wonderful, and to be among people, and one can rest, you can rest that way, even if you were doing the hardest work physically, you know. I've experienced that a few times where, even if it's a smaller crowd, it's wonderful that you were among hundreds, but even just being in a room of 20 people, and if they're all awake, and you don't have to explain yourself, and you don't have to look around the room thinking, wow, these people are zombies, they have no idea what's going on, all that stuff is very taxing on our spirit and on our energy. So that's a really wonderful thing that you've been able to be among people who are celebrating this 5-year anniversary of Blood River Radio. And just on that note of being among people who are awake and know the truth and understand the truth, and you don't have to explain yourself. You see, our enemy wishes us to believe that we are very few, we are very isolated, and we are just some lone nutcases. That's what they try to make us believe. They do it in all kinds of nefarious ways. Like they try to isolate us, and then they skew the numbers on, you know, the view counts. I mean, when YouTube used to have stuff and you could see the view counts, they would skew those view counts so that, because these certain things are powerful tools to make you think that you're alone, nobody's listening, nobody's paying attention. Looks like we're going into a break, so yeah, see you on the other side.
Well, folks, Sister Monica said it all. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Tell you something, boy, if I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Thank you for hanging out during the break. We did a little bit of talking. I've been in here eating, it looks like, some cucumber, some carrots, slices, and some orange wedges, and drinking some coffee that Danny brought me in here a minute ago. Everybody left, man. They're up there up in the front of this building. I'm back here by myself, but listen, I'm not really by myself. We have three of our precious family members on here. And I guess Let's see. I guess we could go to Mr. Rance. We had Sister Nancy talk, and then we had Sister Monica. So, Ran, would you like to time in there? And y'all people coordinate. You three people, y'all are smarter than I am. Y'all just decide what order y'all want to go in. I'm just kind of help bring y'all in out of the breaks, and I'll just chime in every now and then. So, go ahead. How's it going there, Lone Wolf? The Alabama Lone Wolf. How you doing, brother?
I'm blessed, Eddie, and I'm just, like I said earlier, before you got back on the air or with us during the break, that I'm just glad to be here and glad to be here with Miss Nancy and Monica and yourself. And and let me begin by saying that I think being that me, at least for me, being on this program, Blood River Radio, is a prime example of what God may have in store for one that they had never thought of, never dreamed of, never crossed their mind. Because I've never been on any kind of radio program. I think you might have let me say a few words. They interviewed me at Montgomery Bell one time, but you know, I've never thought about being on any kind of program like this. Even though I've been in the league for a long time and been an activist for a long time, but I never thought that I'd wind up being on a radio program that goes worldwide. I mean, that people could, you know, have an opportunity to put out a message that goes worldwide. But just for the listeners, I met Eddie, I think it was around 2018. But I remember us meeting out, standing outside at Pine Level. We had hosted the League of the South conference there. And I remember you coming up and talking to me. And I don't think that day that you mentioned anything about the radio. And I can't remember exactly how all that unfolded. You may can. I don't know. But yeah, I think you called me later.
But, I was sizing you up, and you had the intangibles, but I'm not going to interrupt you anymore. But I'd already spotted the intangibles in you before you knew I was even there. But go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Rand.
No, you go right ahead, Eddie. But let me back up a little bit about this past weekend. I just want to say that I regret missing everything about what went on last weekend. Especially the celebration of the 5th anniversary of Blood River Radio. And just missing out on that opportunity to rub elbows with all my like-minded brothers and sisters, having a chance, it was a missed opportunity to reconnect with compatriots that I haven't seen in a while. And another thing, because I've been to a lot of conferences and things like that, I regret missing, and I think you mentioned it, I know James mentioned it during some of the broadcasts that went on, just that shot in the arm that you get when you go to these places and you talk to these people that see, that, you know, people that have eyes to see and ears to hear. I mean, and what it does to kind of, to rejuvenate you, you know. And I just wanted to say I regret missing all that. Circumstances didn't allow it. I'm not going to go into all that, but hopefully next time that I will be able to attend. But I just wanted to go ahead and say that it's an honor for me to get to play a small part in this program, a program that goes out and does battle, as Eddie always says, to fight against the onslaught of the white genocide that we're up against, and just to be able to contribute to sharing and bringing forth truth to people and being able to get it out there. And as I said, to have a chance, you know, to go has the capacity to go worldwide, and to be on here with people like Miss Nancy and Monica and Gene, and of course you, Eddie, And you know, all the guests that you bring on. I mean, I don't know. I just can't say enough at all about what you put into it. You know, getting these people on, coordinating everything, and I guess most of all, maybe I'm just proud to be a part of a program that puts God, family, and soul before anything else. And it's in that order too, by the way. And I don't know. I'm just humbled and honored and all the above to be a part of this program and be able to contribute a little bit. And before I turn it back over to someone else, there's a couple of things that I wanted to mention while I did kind of have the floor that goes along with what you had said about the Chinese coming across the border. And I think that Miss Nancy had put this in an email. I think this is where I read it. But Mike Pence yesterday at some kind of, might have been Thursday, I'm not sure, last couple of days, was interviewed by Tucker Carlson at some kind of Republican presidential get-together or whatever you want to call it, where all these so-called candidates were there and all this. But Mike Pence's statement that the rapid decline of life in America is not his concern because he wants more money for Ukraine. And that goes right along with what Eddie brought up about these jokers crossing our border, invading us. But on the other hand, they want to worry about the border in Ukraine. You know, it just infuriates me. And you know, something I want to point out about that is that when he said that, that audience had no response. It was like crickets.
Right.
And then I read something about Kamala Harris making a statement about this regime's green policies, and they said it was a gaffe. Now, whether it was a gaffe or not, that everybody can decide themselves. But that this regime's green policies would result in population reduction, and it was met with a big applause,
Right.
So, you know, and no matter what you think about the difference in those reactions or whatever, there's one thing for sure, brothers and sisters, and y'all know it. These leaders hate us, and they want us dead. And I'll turn it back over to
Rand, everybody should watch Tucker Carlson. Now, I have not been able to watch him because I do not have Fox. But when I sent you that link or that video, I mean, Tucker Carlson absolutely annihilated everyone with real legitimate questions. They were not trick questions. They were legitimate questions. And in my opinion, from the ones who responded, the only one that I thought made any sense was the, I guess he's an Indian Pakistani, Vivek, seems to be the only one who made a decent, had a decent understanding and a great response to Tucker Carlson. Pence sold himself down the river. He sold himself down the river by saying that basically Ukraine is much more important than all the problems that we have in this country. He actually said that. He actually agreed. He didn't agree. He just said that these were not his problems. More or less, our problem is Ukraine. And I want to give another short quote, and I think this is applicable to what we're doing in Ukraine. This is a Chinese military strategist years and years, maybe hundreds of years ago, Sun Tzan, he says, an evil man will burn his own nation to the ground to rule over the ashes.
We got to go to a quick break, Sister Nancy. Please, let's don't forget that. Let's go back to that point when we come back. Be right back, folks.
Yeah. Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The heat wave that's baking much of the country isn't going away anytime soon.
And this, again, is where it gets concerning. We're looking at Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, still looking at so many triple digits. Phoenix 116 on Monday, 115 on Tuesday, Wednesday 115.
Meteorologist Michelle Grossman says Las Vegas could set a record on Sunday, hitting 117 or higher. The current heat wave temperatures are about 10 to 20 degrees above the norm for this time of year. The White House is criticizing House Republicans for hijacking the annual defense bill with conservative amendments. Congressional Republicans added a number of last-minute amendments to the measure, limiting abortion, transgender rights, and diversity and inclusion initiatives. That version of the bill is considered dead on arrival in the Senate after it narrowly cleared the House. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is labeling a progressive plan to boycott the Israeli president's upcoming speech before Congress as anti-Semitic, arguing that such sentiments have no place, especially within Congress. New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar announced their decision to skip the joint session due to Israel's treatment of Palestinians and its human rights record. A white Republican congressman from Arizona said he misspoke during a heated debate on the House floor. Eli Crane was debating Democrat Joyce Beatty, a woman who's black, when he said,
"My amendment has nothing to do with whether or not colored people or black people or anybody can serve, okay?"
Beatty immediately called the phrase offensive and inappropriate. Crane says while talking about prohibiting discrimination in the military, he simply misspoke. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are spending the weekend at Camp David, the presidential retreat in the Maryland Mountains, following a whirlwind trip to Europe where Biden participated in the NATO summit. On Friday, the president's reelection campaign reported raising $72 million in the second quarter. That's more than Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis combined. This is USA News.
Want to get the absolute most out of your workouts? Transparent Labs offer the finest pre-workout formulas to help you bulk or get lean and achieve your goals with stimulus-free supplements developed for peak performance. Transparent Labs is the industry-leading all-natural sports nutrition brand. The 100% grass-fed whey protein isolate is the cleanest protein supplement on the market. It tastes great, mixes well, and it's sourced from grass-fed, hormone-free U.S. cattle. All of Transparent Labs supplements are formulated using the most up-to-date scientific research in clinically effective dosages. Right now, get 20% off your first order at TransparentLabs.com with code RADIO at checkout. Use a clean supplement to help maximize your results with 100% natural ingredients and zero artificial sweeteners, colors, or flavors. Third-party lab tested for purity and potency. Get 20% off your first order today from TransparentLabs.com, code RADIO. Transparent Labs, driven by science. Fueled by nature. Enter code RADIO at TransparentLabs.com.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning. It smells like victory.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for holding on. I'm just going to make one real quick comment. If you hear what Rand particularly said about this Pence, I wish I would have standing. If I'd have been standing within 10 feet of him, I think I would put him on a ventilator. You know, but like our people said, I'd probably be writing letters from jail too. But just keep in mind, I'm going to say this.
We'd be writing you letters in jail then, and that'd be great. We could add to the list of the good people behind bars. And who was it that said that all the good people in times of universal deceit and tyranny, the good people meet behind bars?
The Fuhrer.
Wasn't that our hero? Adolf Hitler.
He's my hero.
Yes, I think it was him that said that. There you go. Thank you, Nancy, for...
But our leaders, who are controlled 100% by the Jews, they hate you. They hate us. They hate white people. They hate Christians. They want you nothing but dead. And I'm going to shut up because I'm getting too wild up. But go ahead, Sister Nancy. You said you wanted to say something, I believe. We can't let this Pence guy alone, though. But go ahead.
No, he shot himself in the foot really badly, I tell you. Of course, a lot of people are not going to see this video, but it was excellent. The questions that Tucker Carlson asked were legitimate, and the responses were these people who are running are fools. I mean, they're not up on what is going on in the world. Anyway, this is just a very short this to me, it applies to what is going on in Ukraine. I mean, to me, America allowing depleted uranium, which they know is so dangerous to the population, cluster bombs, there is nothing that's going to be usable in Ukraine. Ukraine is going to be a desert when we finally get out of there. And we could have signed, there could have been an agreement made probably months after the invasion if we had allowed it. Apparently, we would not allow an agreement. This is all a moneymaker for America. But anyway, a Chinese military strategist said this hundreds of years ago. And this is exactly what is happening to this Jew we're supporting over there, Zelensky. It says, an evil man will burn his own nation to the ground to rule over the ashes. And that is all that's going to be left of Ukraine.
And Europe. Ashes. Yeah. And it's
also...
And
possibly Europe. Possibly
well, it's a
Europe.
War. Yeah, it's a war on Europe. It's a war on Germany once again, because there are many U.S. military bases in Germany. And if Pence is saying, you know, that war is more important than any of their own home affairs in the United States, so in other words, like ramp it up. Well, then guess what? They will be firing missiles at Russia from the American bases on German soil, and then it's a legitimate target to flatten Germany again, right? So this is a war on Europe.
Absolutely.
What's going on. It's a war on Europe, and it's a Jewish war on Europe. I mean, Zelensky is a Jew, but it's a Jewish instigated war that they are, you know, creating like so they can rule over the ashes, basically order out of chaos, or that's also, you know, how you could phrase it. But yeah, that's what's going on. Anyway, I jumped in there on you, Nancy. Go ahead.
I'd like to add one thing real quick, if I could, Ms. Nancy. Oh, I don't mean to,
yeah.
I'd like to add that war over there is a war on the way of thinking. It's about the way of thinking. They don't like the way that Putin, the leadership in Russia, they are not going along with everything the United States wants to do, you know, and the BRICS, the money, the new money, that's the new currency. I think it all flows in there together. But that war over there, to me, is more on a way of thinking than it is those few providences that wanted to go back to Russia.
Could be. Oh, yeah, could be. But, you know, talking about the currency, which I think is a big, big issue, I think that's mainly, that could be one of their main problems and the reason they want to destroy Russia. But one of the things that I think is interesting, today I heard a man talk about his trip to Australia, Tasmania, and New Zealand, and he said they wouldn't take cash. Everything had to be on a charge, and that is what's going to happen. Of course, that's the next step that's going to happen in this country. Everything's going to be charged. There will be no such thing as cash. There will be some people be dealing in cash, but it looks to me like Australia is already enforcing that, certainly in certain areas where the purchases can only be made by credit card.
Wow. You know, a few years ago, I was in New York City, and one of the establishments we went in just to have lunch or whatever, I had my order, and they wouldn't take cash. I had American cash. I had perfectly good cash. They wouldn't take it. I walked out. I mean, if everybody would just walk out of all these businesses, mind you, if the whole country has gone that way, that's another matter. But the writing was on the wall quite a long time ago that, you know, they wanted people to go to use their cards, use their debit cards, use their credit cards, use whatever cards. That's bad news. They can track everything that you purchase and turn it off if they don't approve of what you're doing and saying. So this is something that, folks, we have to resist every step of the way. Use cash.
Yeah, and you know, Monica, I agree with you. I would say something that I heard Rick Wild say just a few episodes this past week on his program in reference to the new currency, the brickback, the gold-backed currency compared to the petrodollar and the credit. But he went on to say that the United States currency is backed by lead, And if you don't go along with what the United States does and what they want, you're going to get a good dose of lead. And that hit it on the, the nail on the head. But these countries around the world, they get tired of the United States and their bullying. And that's part of this BRICS thing. They're sick and tired of the United States going all over the world trying to influence people. Like I said, influence people's thinking. If you don't go along with all this LGBT transgender crap, it just goes on and on and on. I mean, they're willing to go to nuclear war. The regime that's in there now, and most of the Republicans, too, in my mind, are willing to go as far as nuclear war over this LGBT stuff. It seems to me, anyway.
Mm-hmm. 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 You know,
I don't know if I said it.
Going down another. Go ahead.
Go. Yeah, I don't know if I said this in the break or on the air, but I guess I'll say it again. And sorry if I'm repeating myself, but when we talk about, you know, the United States doing this or that, or other countries doing this or that, we always should remind ourselves that who is it that is instigating
Bingo.
And doing and pulling the puppet strings and whatnot. It is the Jews. It is
Bingo.
The Jews within
yeah,
the United
100.
States. Yeah. Was it Netanyahu who, or was it Sharon who said, you know, don't worry about, you say, oh, what if we do this and that? The Americans will do this and that. No, don't worry. We Jews control America and they know it. I think it was Netanyahu who said that in a,
they both
cabinet
said it.
Meeting.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get
I think they all feel that way for sure.
Yeah.
You know, I did hear some positive
right.
news.
Oh, good. Tell us.
Up at, when I was at the League of the South having the conference, there's hundreds of people coming in and out of there. Two different fellows, I think Sam Dix is one that said that the United States military is having a very hard time for the first time in, I can't remember, of meeting their recruitment of quotas. They can't, these young guys, especially in the South, they've wised up. Hey, our government hates us. They're using us as cannon fodder. They're not being able to reach their recruiting totals. And one of the things we want to do is start going around these military bases and give handouts, pamphlets of these young white guys full of heads full of mush and say, look, don't go in here for cannon fodder for the Jews. These Jews hate you. Anyway, so
yeah.
I think that was some positive news. I'm going to shut up and go back to y'all.
There's more positive news while we're on the positive news. You know, earlier we were talking about how good it feels and how relaxing it is to be amongst like-minded people and how our enemy tries to make us
yes.
think that we are very few and we are isolated. No, the good news is we are many. We are many, but you don't always know that when you're just walking down the street because people don't have a sign on their forehead that announces to the world that, you know, I know what's going on and it's the Jews or whatever. But we are many.
Mm-hmm.
When you do start talking about things amongst any community of people, you will find they are receptive to the message. A lot of them are awake. They are waking up. They're connecting the dots. So I just want to reinforce that to people out there listening that if you feel isolated and alone, just start to have conversations and you will find out very quickly that you are not alone. You are absolutely not
mm-hmm.
alone. Like many, we are many, but that's why our enemy likes to make us think that we are few.
Right.
Just a quick comment.
We're going to a break now, Rand. We'll be right back. And when you come back, I'm going to ask you a question and you make your comment. I'm going to ask you a question for you, Rand, as soon as we come back. Hold on, folks. We're going to go back to a quick break.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
This is Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party, based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Blood River Radio family, it's cucumbers and carrots and oranges making my day. I'm back here by myself. Everybody else gone up there eating and drinking, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, we're going to bring Brother Rand back. And after he's through, Sister Monica wants to say something. So go ahead, Rand. I'd ask you a question during the break. Yeah, would you go off and do anything you want to do?
Yeah, you had asked about how many of these politicians had been in combat and would go to combat and this, that, and the other. Well, the first thing that popped in my mind was about Lindsey Graham. And I tell you what, yes. Let's just invite Lindsey Graham to just get in a room, just him and Vladimir, Mr. Putin, just them two, and that'll answer your question. I guarantee you, you couldn't pour. I may have said this on the show if I did, I apologize. I'm repeating myself maybe, but you couldn't pour Lindsey Graham in a room with Mr. Putin, just them two. Mm-hmm. But no. what you said, Eddie, about the decline in the military membership and so forth, and we talked a little bit on the break, and y'all even said this already happening. They're going to raid citizenship to these illegals to serve in the military. I don't claim to be a historian. But that was one of the downfalls of the Roman empires when they started bringing in non-Romans to do their fighting for them. So, the whole thing is crumbling. We're just going to have to sit back. We're going to have to make it through it. We're going to have, like y'all been mentioned earlier on the program, we're going to have to barter. We're going to have to trade. We got to hang on. And we got to have faith in our Father. We got to remember that He uses a few. Remember Gideon's army. Gideon's army was only 300. So, you know, we just got to stick with that mindset, have faith in our Father and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to back out of here because I know I've already got to share what Blood River Radio meant to me. And I want to make sure that Miss Nancy and Monica have efficient time to do that. So go ahead, ladies.
Thank you, Ann. Thank you.
I'll go next if I may. But yeah, I want to make sure that I don't run out of time before I just say my comments about Blood River Radio. When you contacted me, Eddie, the first time, I believe it was very early in 2019, because I had just gotten out of jail late October of 2018. I got back home early November. And I think it was very early in the year of 2019. And I had no idea that it was a pretty new program. I just thought, well, you've been around for, you know, forever. And now you've heard about me because I went to jail. They made me famous. Thank you very much. I didn't do that. No, I didn't do that. I just said a simple little apology to my mom. You know, Alfred always says, oh, everybody, you know, they makes these apologies to mom or dad every day. You just happen to be in the right place at the right time, Monica. So But anyway, just to get back to, you know, I was so just touched and really moved by how you ran the show when you interviewed me the first time, and you were so incredibly humble and made me feel really like, you do this to your guests, you make your guests feel good, Eddie, and that's very good quality as a host to have. And at the same time, you're such a humble man. And I want to just share something. It was sometime later that I heard you being interviewed, and maybe you can remind the audience where they can find that, because it was the first time for me that I heard you talk with the shoes were reversed. You were the one answering questions, and you were the one telling about your experiences, your life, what led you to where you are now. And I was absolutely blown away. It was really interesting and totally impressive. But it still, it's not like you were always like your humble self and that Southern hospitality that I've experienced with you and your other co-hosts. I just absolutely love all you people. And maybe, Eddie, before you pass it back to Nancy, just tell people where they can hear you talking with the shoe on the other foot, where you're being interviewed.
Let's see. I was interviewed this last week. What's his name? Michael Gaddy. I was interviewed by him. There was another guy up there with a podcast. I can't remember him. I think you're probably referring to, I think the guy was named, what was his name? Patrick, oh God almighty.
Yeah. Patrick something.
You know what? I'll make that I'll promise I'll look that up and I'll get that name. You're absolutely like, what was his, Patrick, golly, he used to be a big time sports writer on one of the big mega news networks. And made some derogatory comments about some blacks. He actually said that the blacks were like violent and committing more crime and, you know, cheating in sports, something to that effect. What is that guy's name?
Eddie, you've got it. That rings a bell for me. And that interview, it was a couple of years ago, I think, or was it? I'm not sure. But anyway, it was really, really good. So if you can find that for next week and tell the audience and maybe put a link up somewhere in, you know, in your show notes or whatever, I just think that the people should hear that. And yeah,
Patrick Ryan.
That's right. Yeah, Patrick Ryan. Here, listen. Biscuit from Florida sent this in. He says patrickryanshow.com.
There you
That's
go.
Right.
Yes.
Thank you. So other people have heard it, and obviously, thanks for that help there. That's great. And I'll pass it over to Nancy before we run out of time.
So
now, it looks like we're going to run out of time to talk about Leslie Borey, who I have another letter from.
Go ahead.
And again, the prisoners, you know, these are the prisoners writing to us. I'm in contact with several. So is Nancy. Well, he's now being charged with genocide, but you know what, he's the one who was alerting the world to the fact that we are being genocided. He's sending out an alarm call to the world, and then he got arrested. He's been in jail for over five months now, and he is now being charged with genocide because he's alerting the world to the fact that.
Oh my God!
So really, it just the absurdity and the inversion just keeps piling on. I won't read now, but maybe the next time on, I'll read out of his letters. I mean, he just writes so well. I am also in the process of transcribing a book that he's written in jail. Go ahead.
Did I hear you right? Did you say I was over here doing something else? I was doing some tech stuff. Did I hear you right to say that Leslie Borey has been charged with genocide himself?
Let me just read this short section. Leslie Borey.
Go ahead.
My lawyer today informed me that the corrupt Crown only yesterday sent an application to the Attorney General of Canada to have me charged with genocide. I was told before that the Attorney General was asked to charge me with inciting hate and Holocaust denial. I was arrested 4 months ago, and only now they want to add to the list of charges for my 2 hours of videos. I was also told that the lockdown vaccine murdering police want to use every thumbs up that I have given videos in the past to prove genocide. So isn't that just incredible? Okay, that was me throwing that in, going on with his letter. It is obvious to me that the initial charges of threatening were a ruse to have me charged for other anti-Jewish speech reasons. For mocking Jews, I was charged with incitement, and for telling my version of World War II history, I was charged with Holocaust denial. We now cannot disagree with Jews, politicians, or violent anti-Canadian police about history. Police hate Canada, and it shows. It seems like they tried to genocide Canadians when their violence enforced the coercion of Canadians into taking poison vaccines. They now want to convict me of genocides by thumbs up. The insane countermeasures being implemented and enforced are a sign of desperation on the part of very guilty-minded, violent people who hate Canada. They also hate me for suggesting that Canadians stop taking the Rothschilds' communist interest-burdened currency. That is the only reason for the taxation of Canadians. Now, he goes on to talk at great length about money. He writes about that at length. Now, he has studied monetary stuff a lot and really thought about it a lot, and he has some similar ideas as the man who wrote a great book about 100 years ago out of a prison in Germany, yes. Mein Kampf. and he was despised by the Jews for his policies on money and separating themselves out of the Rothschild Jew money system, the usurious system that is just an enslavement system. So this man is extremely bright and brave. I'm talking about Leslie Borey now, in a Canadian prison in Ontario. And if you want to write to him, go to my website, Free Speech Monica, go to the political prisoners page, and you will find his address there. And I think that he should receive letters from many people. It's not only good for him and his spirits, but it is good to show the authorities that he's not forgotten. And I will turn it over now to Nancy, because there's only a couple of minutes left.
Well, that is absolutely shocking, horrible news, horrible news. I mean, how can somebody be convicted of or accused of genocide when all they're doing is talking about other genocides? This is ridiculous. But with reference to Eddie, yes, Monica, you're great. You hit the nail on the head. Eddie has a great respect and he is very humble, and he makes us co-host. He lifts us up and makes us feel important, and he listens to
important.
Us, sincerely listens to us, and I think he captured me by contacting Don Wassel when I was somewhat volunteering some of my articles to the newspaper, the Freedom News, Freedom Times, and all I can say is I just think Eddie is great, and he's doing just what I think should be done, and I've been all over protesting, but I've never been in such a dangerous position as I am now on this radio program.
That's probably true. Y'all got me humbled, really, but it's because I look up to y'all and respect you so much. You know, I remember telling Matt and telling Sam and telling Brenda, my wife, that I said, I know I'm not the sharpest knife in the rack. I'm not the biggest, the strongest of this or that, but I do have an eye for quality and talent. And to quote General George Catliff Marshall, I referenced him last week, I believe, a 5-star Army general at the end of World War II, who I despised. He was a communist, but he did say this, and he was right. He said, if you surround yourself with the best people you can possibly find, and if you get the hell out of their way and let them do what they will do, and you're not afraid of who gets the credit, what you can accomplish is unlimited. People, I hear the break, and that's what I've done. I've tried to get the best
Beautiful.
People I can get, and I think I've done that. And I didn't have to do very little.
And you
And you've made me laugh, and it's been a lot of fun, Eddie.
That's the name of the game. Well, folks, we're out of time for the second hour. You dear people, hang on. We're bringing Gene Andrews on, the bitter ender himself, in this. We're going to the third hour already. Be right back, folks.